Hey, everybody. I promised you a movie companion podcast, and gosh darn it, if I don't give you one, I'm a horrible person. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. That noise is the sound of my bottle opener because I'm going to have a bottle of wine while we watch this movie together, as you should. I feel like you should have vino when you're watching a movie. Don't you guys think so? Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. It is a movie companion episode. I missed an episode 2 weeks ago last week because of my father. He had to go into the emergency room, and I'm fumbling with this fucking wine opener. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. Ah, the sound of freedom. My father was not doing well last week when I was in Syracuse, so life got in the way of work. As it happens sometimes, I've learned to not kick myself in the ass when that happens. I am juggling a lot right now, and I am happy that you guys are sticking by me and that you returned this week, that you returned to the podcast this week. Hilarious is just about posted. I ran into some technological difficulties with shitty Wi-Fi. Trying to do your work on the road is just, sometimes it kicks you right in the ass. When you try and do some work on the road and you're at the mercy of Wi-Fi signals and just various things that can go wrong, obstacles and all sorts of fun, unexpected things. So Hilarious will be up in about 2 days. So Apple just has to approve it. Let's hope Apple approves it. Can you imagine? They're like, you're just getting high every episode. No, thanks. But I mean, if everyone can talk about murder, I feel like I can talk about marijuana, right? That's only fucking fair. I need to pour my wine here. I'm home for the first time in a month with all of my dogs staring at me so aggressively. Hold on. That's the kind of week I had. You hear how long I poured that shit? You know the kind of week you had by how long you pour your drink. Shit. Sometimes you deserve to have a drink. And that is this kind of night. It's a Monday night. I had a full day today working on the Hilarious podcast, and I'm writing a horror short. It might turn into a feature. Who knows? But I decided I wanted to write a horror movie with my friend, producer, and actor Sarah Carter Brown, who is also on this podcast. And she was the one who came to the Innings Festival with me. So her and I are starting to write something. I like to stay busy, y'all. I like to stay busy. Maybe I'm avoiding the void. You know, who knows? But the point of it all is that we are here together. And I've been fishing through websites and articles and lists to try and find a good movie for us to watch together. Everyone says this movie's great, that movie's great, this one's not so good, that one's not so good. It's so hard because you're leaving it up to the opinion of somebody. So I'm going by my Netflix rating system, which is based on individuals, I was told. I always thought that the star system on each movie was based on a more of like a global scale, but it's really just what Netflix thinks you would like based on your own individual algorithm. So I'm scrolling through all of the horror movies because that's what I watch. Those are my favorite movies to watch. I don't know what's wrong with me that my idea of relaxing is getting drunk and being scared. But we're going to be watching a movie came out 2 years ago, 2016, called The Resort. So you should have known that by the time you started listening to this podcast. And I will give you a couple minutes to get your Netflix all loaded up. It's on Netflix, and that's what we're going to be watching tonight. It's called The Resort with a Z because it's a zombie movie. How clever of them. How clever of them. I'll give you a little rundown while you're gearing it all up, while you're syncing up your movie. Hold on, let me get a sip of this wine. What am I drinking? Let me tell you guys what I'm drinking here. I usually go to the store out here in LA. There's a BevMo, and they do this great discount where you buy like 10 bottles of wine, you get a ninth free. And then when you go in, sometimes they got a deal where it's like, hey, buy one bottle of wine, the second bottle of wine's 3 cents. Y'all know I stock up on that shit. I get like 20 bottles. I come home, I look like my husband just left me and my kid died in a car crash. So we're drinking Pinot Grigio because that's how I roll. It's called Unruly Rampant. I don't even know what that means. Oh, that's the company, Rampant. The wine is Unruly. It's a 2000 Pinot Noir. This unruly black diamond and the roughly unexpected shifts into the realm of rant, blah, 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 blah. It's red wine. I don't know what the hell. Why has everybody got to write a goddamn dissertation on the side of their wine? Does it get me drunk? The Resort is a 2015 British zombie horror film directed by Steve Barker, written by Paul Gerstenberger. Jesus, that's a mouthful. It stars Doug Gray Scott, Jessica DeGuille, and Martin McCann. After humanity wins a devastating war against zombies, the few remaining undead are kept on a secure island where they are hunted for sport. That's pretty fucked up, but it sounds fun. Like, I would never want to murder somebody, but a zombie? Hell yeah. When something goes wrong with the island's security, the guests must face the possibility of a new outbreak. 93 minutes long. It was filmed in the UK. Released June 22nd, 2015. Only a few years old. I wonder what their budget was here. Anybody we know? Not too many huge celebrities. You've seen Stephen DeGray Scott. He's better known as DeGray Scott. He's been on some stuff here. And there's just some other people I don't really fucking know. It just looks interesting. I really want to know what their budget was. Let's see. The Resort. You guys all queued up yet? Looks like they're coming out with a sequel of this one, so that'll be kind of exciting. 81% of people liked this movie. Now, that's a pretty high percentage for a horror movie. It's pretty decently rated. We'll see what happens when we fucking watch it. You know, there's so many damn zombie movies. It's unreal. I need a sip of wine. Well, it's not bad. It needs to breathe a little. Holy hell, does that wine need to breathe? Okay, you guys get all queued up. We're watching The Resort. So I'm clicking through. I see The Resort. I'm clicking on it here. And now we've got the menu here where it gives you a little breakdown. It says play, auto subtitles, add to my list, rate this title. And on the count of three, when I say three, you're going to hit play on three. So I'm going to go one, two, three. Oh, wait, no. When I go, I'm going to say one, two, three, and then hit play. So play is four. Get it all queued up. You're ready to go. One, two, three, play. And it's percenting up. It's percenting up. Oh, shit. U Media. Thought it said Media. Obviously, I'm already failing at this. Kind of excited to watch a little horror movie with you guys. If you're wondering how you can watch this effectively with me in your ear, maybe just put me on your laptop, put your subtitles on your movie, and you can hear me and pay attention at the same time. Or if you don't care about listening to movies, put me in your headphones and put subtitles on, and there you go. Oh, nice found footage. Jesus, I don't know if this is a zombie movie, a video of a marriage failing. amazing how you could literally make a movie for $5 now and people will watch it. Oh, the resort. The resort. It's like a Paula Poundstone starter kit. Look at that fucking outfit. She's a handsome woman. Oh man, they're making you realize it went all, it's viral across the world, y'all. You look like you just kill people, sir. Cool. I mean, didn't AIDS get rid of a lot of people as well? Maybe zombie movies are just an homage to the AIDS epidemic back in the day. It's a Dallas Buyers Club. The dead Dallas Buyers Club. I kind of would do that. I would not mind shooting the undead. Cunt. Did you just call me a cunt? Blame the blonde white lady. It looks like what Los Angeles is going to look like in like a year after all the wildfires and Earth shakes us right the fuck off. Oh, man. I've just decided to stop using my vibrator for a while. I think it makes your vagina desensitized. If you use it as much as I do, it's a goddamn epidemic down there. She sounds like the dude who used to host Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. All right, with the glitches, we get it. It's an AA meeting. It's probably what I need to go to about now. I'm kidding, guys. I don't have a drinking problem. I opened the bottle just fine. You guys heard. I really just want to pick out my post, like my apocalyptic gear. I think that'd be dope. Like what to wear when people are eating each other's brains. Like a nice wedge. Maybe a nice army boot wedge. A little wedge to give me lift. I know it's the apocalypse, but I'm still a girl. So this is this before? So there's been a zombie outbreak, right? And this is everything's contained and they're cool. Yeah, this is what this is. Okay. Bunny, will you fucking move? Go lay down. He's got a teeny mouth. be weird kissing because his mouth is so much smaller. You got a pretty mouth. I mean, how do you just, like, go to Starbucks after there's been a zombie apocalypse, you know? Like, just live your day normally? I mean, I get people move on after their loved ones die in a normal life, but when your loved ones die and then come back and try and eat your ear, how do you just, like, read the paper after that? How do you just, like, post on Instagram after that happens? Fucking amazing. Would it be PZTD, post-zombie traumatic disorder? Y'all can keep that one. Y'all can tell your friends about that one. Go back to sleep. This motherfucker got a job. What do you do for work after zombies attacked everybody? Just clean up? It must be just like garbage men and street sweepers. No bees. What's this asshole? Is he leaving me a message? I got these two dogs, Chaplin and Bunny, are right on my fucking lap. Uh-oh. Who's that? She two-timing a motherfucker in the apocalypse? Damn, girl. How horny are you? Apocalypse makes your puss moist? She's pretty. I wonder if my boyfriend will finally watch a horror movie now that it's on the podcast. What is she, a flight attendant? Oh, this is the zombie resort? Are these assholes? Looks like a Google orientation. I don't know what drives me more nuts, the monochrome outfit, the toothpick, or the hairline. You're going to tap that with that little fucking French investigator mustache? Bitch, they're going to look like a moldy grilled cheese sandwich. I just ate a grilled cheese sandwich for dinner, y'all. It was so good. I put cheddar. I put pepper jack and goat cheese, all organic. Make sure you go organic with your dairy. It's very important. Little tidbit of information for you fuckers. The hell's that? Those the poor people. Can you imagine not having enough money to kill a zombie? That must feel like shit. I wonder how much it costs. Like, a couple grand? To shoot a dead person? I mean, what a business. How do you, like... You gotta round up the zombies yourself. And then you just get them. I mean, that's a pain in the ass. I mean, that's really light. That's like risking your life. So it's gotta be like $5,000 a pop, you think? I don't think I'd spend that much to kill someone who's already dead. Or alive, for that matter. I don't even like to kill mice. My mom has a mouse traps all over the house, and I gotta be honest, I threw some away because I felt bad about the mice. One time I ripped a mouse off of a glue trap in an H&M stockroom. I set that motherfucker free. He probably shit all over the clothing in the stockroom, but oh well. That's why you should always wash clothing when you buy it from stores before you wear it. You never know where that shit was. I always wash my clothes now because I worked in retail. You don't know who's rubbing what new sweater on their taint. Disgruntled employees? No thanks. I don't want to be the victim of a taint-rubbed sweater. A sweaty ball sweater. That shit looks dirty. That zombie water looks real dirty. That was me on the Kid Rock cruise the last day. I was like, somebody fucking kill me right now. I hope I get booked on it next year. It was so much fun. Anybody hear this who knows Kid Rock, tell them to book me again.
Oh, who's this guy? The cool guy. He's got his own Jeep.
That's DeGray Scott, FYI. I don't know if it's Doug Gray, whatever. Stephen DeGray Scott. He's been in a bunch of shit. I always wonder when movies like this have a logo that they created in it, like that Z, if they buy it and copyright it or whatever, protect it so they can use it. I always wonder that. Other thing I always wonder is if when there's scenes where people are drinking or getting high, if they're really partaking, or if it's like water and bullshit hookah. I bet if it was a Seth Rogen movie, they're really getting high. FYI, I just watched his Hilarity for Charity, which is his show on Netflix for his wife, whose mother suffers from Alzheimer's. They made this charity show that goes to benefit their foundation, their charity foundation they created to raise awareness for Alzheimer's and also to provide home care for families who can't afford it because it gets so expensive to have a home care nurse care for your loved one with Alzheimer's or any disease for that matter. So Hilarity for Charity. If you want to donate, it's donatehfc.org, I believe is the website. So check that out. I really enjoyed it. I bawled my eyes out, but I also laughed. A couple of my friends were on there. Michael Che. Actually, he's one of my only friends that I know off of that. Michelle Wolf was on it. Sarah Silverman, John Mulaney, Tiffany Haddish, She Ready. It was great. Yeah, but you think you just roll out with a fucking shotgun? You got to know what you're doing. Oh, God, this asshole. These idiots are going to die first. $5. They're too cocky. Look at this dude's pants. Looks like something from American Ninja Warrior, the Molly edition. Sweet Coachella pants, bro. I've shot guns once in my life with my friend Brandon McMillan, who's the host of CBS's Lucky Dog. He took me to a shooting range one time, and I shot a machine gun and a handgun, and I was terrified. But I think you should do everything once, besides murdering people and things that are illegal and dangerous. Just good to understand a wide variety of things in life. And shooting a gun, I think it's a good skill to have. You never know when the apocalypse is going to come. I want to know how to shoot a gun, so now I know. I was terrified, though. I was definitely not as cool as this bitch. She's just chilling. I was shaking. And I probably sharted a little. I think a little poop came out. I'm really enjoying this wine. Some red wine is way too sweet. I don't like sweet wine. I made the biggest mistake today. I went grocery shopping hungry. And I spent like $200 on chips and ice cream. I got a lot of fruits and veggies because I'm a super healthy eater, but I also had a grilled cheese sandwich. I bought so much cheese. I bought so much cheese that I gave some to Sarah when she came over tonight when we were writing. I was like, here, take some cheese. Who gives somebody packages of cheese? I gave her cheese and meatballs. I'm such a Guido. I mean, is this really where they're going to be shooting zombies? I'm so glad I'm watching this. This is exciting. They're fucking getting drunk and they're just going to go out and shoot dead people. Just kidding, guys. This isn't the resort. This is my video from the Kid Rock cruise. Yeah, you guys know him. He's been in a ton of shit. Let me pull up the movies he's been in. Okay. Oh, it's me. I was joking, but it really looks like me. And because I'm a money-hungry bitch. Where's this fucking bitch going? You're going to miss orientation, you dumb bitch. It's probably why your marriage failed. Oh, she's got motives. It's a little wild card right here, folks. To shoot dead people. Oh. See, you know who's going to die first. All right, let me tell you the movies this guy's been in. Mission Impossible 2, Ever After, Hitman, Taken 3. Desperate Housewives, Dark... Oh, shit! This is me in the morning versus me after I showered and got makeup on. Me when I wake up versus me in makeup. He's been in a lot of horror movies, I have to say. Deep Impact, There Be Dragons, Perfect Creature, The Resort. He's done a ton of movies. This guy's got a huge IMDb list. What's she going to make out with that bitch? The most recent movie he's been in? I can't fucking... For the Vatican Tapes, he did that. That movie wasn't too bad. He's done a lot of action and horror. He's a handsome fella. What is this bitch up to? I mean, just at a party with a zombie.
Coachella's crazy this year.
I wonder if these are like fast zombies or old school zombies. I love being near water. It's like one of my favorite things in the world. Like getting high and just watching the waves. Oh, it's so peaceful. Holy hell, this bitch. Do they sleep? Like the zombies are just up all day. Looks like she's wearing that new rouge by Kylie Jenner. Who does your makeup, girl? Seriously, looks like me in a news anchor hair. Uh-oh. You didn't say the magic word. Jurassic Park reference, you're welcome. Such a great fucking movie. I love Jurassic Park, and the remakes or the sequels are some of my favorites. Even though they're not as good as the original, I love the new one, Jurassic World. I think it's super entertaining. I love Chris Pratt. This is a lot like Jurassic Park when you think of it. Got him on an island. You can come and enjoy him. There's this ginormous black guy in those party pants. Oh, God, these kids are going to die so fast. They got the Jeeps like Jurassic Park. Kesha's here. Blue balls, bro. I realize why I think this guy is handsome. He looks like a British John Hamm. Right? Yeah, sit wherever the fuck I want, buddy. I mean, we also could die, so if that's fun, sure. It's just like Jurassic Park, you guys. Of course, they've got some brown skin guy working the computers. Racist. Uh-oh, y'all. Shit's about to change. Oh, there's a Crunchy McGee over there. Krusty. Do zombies fuck? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, fuck. He's gonna fuck everything up. They're like, we're fine. Our pants are great. Who's the scary guy in the back? Yeah, you might want to fix that, bud. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Name that reference, guys. Ace Ventura when nature calls. You're welcome. I would definitely have my window rolled up, just an FYI. I don't care how much machine power and gun power we have. I guarantee those little bastards die first. So you always got to make a headshot? I mean, it's the worst kind of... Oh, Jesus. This girl wear like a nice Forever 21 shirt to go shoot zombies. Oh, God, this guy. Oh, he's terrible. I mean, aim for the head, you fucking asshole. Those poor zombies are just zooted up on a board. Look at that little gun. Looks like some shit that, like, Pablo Escobar would have. Oh, God, you boys and your guns. Look at these these assholes are going to get slaughtered. For the heads, you assholes. Jesus. I would hate to be that guy. I'd be like, oh, God, I'm going to be murdered because of these stupid douchebags. Oh, that's right. These douchebags are still here. She's like, I'm ready for a photo shoot with the zombies. I've got my floral ensemble. She's got some shit going on, too. I feel like a backstory we're not sure about yet. Back in the car. This bitch is literally dressed like she's going to Coachella. He wants to smash. Now, all these people that you see, the zombies, each of them probably worked 15-hour-long days for the movie, and they probably got paid like 37 cents. Fun movie trivia for you guys. Well, or not trivia, information. Facts, movie facts. You don't get to say anything. You're in horrible makeup all day long. And you get paid the lowest rate. Yep. Well, you motherfuckers are fucking around. This little smallmouth son of a bitch comes with precision. I bet you she's got a crack shot, too. And... That's me after having a bottle of wine. Just a crack skull and poor posture. She can't. She looked at you, but she wanted to eat your face. Shit. Here comes John Hamm, the British version. He's just picking them off. Yeah, yeah. Yep. See ya. Sayonara. This is just like Jurassic Park. I know I've said it 1,000 times, but I'm still not over it. Not you, motherfucker. I could have played her role. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. We're gonna sleep in fucking tents? What? Fuck that. There's no way. I wouldn't even sleep in a tent if there weren't zombies. Unless my boyfriend, like, set up a perimeter and then a perimeter outside of that perimeter and then one more perimeter on the inside of those two perimeters, would I sleep in a tent? Well, we're already here, bitch. It's not a she when her skull is cracked from the base to her forehead. And she's still walking around like everything's fine. Who's she texting? Oh, he's trying to tent smash. Is that a scab on his head or tattoo? I don't know what it is. Carlin's having a nightmare. Carlin! Carlin! Okay. Yeah, that's what I'd be like. Yeah, okay. You guys are going to be dry humping each other tonight. I wonder what's going to go down. Mm-hmm. Why is everything so dark? A ton of the Arnold Schwarzenegger's son? Oh, shit. I would be in my office right now, getting a gun and fucking locking myself in there. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I told you one of these assholes are gonna die. Oh, fuck. That's what you get for smoking marijuana on the job. You data programmer, son of a bitch. No, we're not clear, Jesse May, number two. Oh, my God. The dinosaurs are going to get out. This bitch is going to be pissed. Never forget. These guys just been locked up. He's like, free at last, free at last. God all zombie, I'm free at last. Look at her. Do we think they can run? What do you guys think?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ma'am, your cataracts look horrific. Step on up to my counter. I'd love to give you a makeover. Don't you guys have a backup plan? Holy hell. Listen to me. I went, I'm such a sucker for these movies. Yeah, exactly. Roll up the window. Sorry, buddy. See you later. Every man and woman for herself. Ah, shit. Water zombies? Oh, Jesus, bitch. Come on. Oh, they're fast zombies. Oh, and they're hungry zombies. Now I get all the glitchiness in the beginning. It was a foreshadow. Oh, no. She is looking for the boss. I guarantee you that zombie wants to kill that blonde bitch. It's probably going to be one of the last scenes. Oh, no. Hide, bitch. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm rarely wrong, y'all. Oh, shit, she's mad at her. Told you. What are you waiting for, bitch? Oh, that's cruel. Oh, she's like the head zombie bitch. You better close those blinds, bitch. These motherfuckers are just having a romantic evening. They have no idea. I wouldn't be wearing no coochie cutter shorts on a zombie expedition. Yeah, no shit, because there's zombies. Yeah, I can't sleep either. I won't be able to sleep tonight, and there aren't even real zombies. The what? Psychics. Yeah, bitch. Kill to get well. These two are just boozing. Oh, are they? You with a giant gaping head gash? Last time I checked, I didn't have missing lips and my labia was on the outside, up on my shoulder, with a completely exposed rib cage. I don't know why my labia would be on my shoulder as a zombie. Just imagining the most horrific appearance. Is that true? Googling it right now. I'm Googling it. Literally, they must have Googled it and just wrote it in the script. West African, and compares it to the Congo words, Nzambi, God, and Zumbi, fetish. In Haitian folklore, a zombie is an animated corpse raised by magical means, such as witchcraft. Oh, shit. Shoot it, bitch. None of this fear. I can't. Bitch, shoot the fucking thing. Right between the eyes. No? The fuck? Now's the time to get in the car and go. Oh, that's code for I'm going to die in the next scene. Why is everybody sitting still? So one thing about movies that drives me nuts, I know you need a plot. And things to work, devices to work, so you can have fear and elicit, you know, fear in your audience. But when people don't run, it really fucking drives me nuts. Oh, God. And damsels in distress, like, when you have your women hiding, come on. Not all women are bitches. A lot of men can't even handle it. This dude's coming through precision, though. Holy Chuck Norris. Just wasting all your ammo? Be precise. And the car doesn't fucking work. Son of a dick. Come on, bitches. Get your guns. Yeah. Uh-oh. There we go. Here we go. Thank you. Get the pole from the tent. Stab her in the face. I would survive this shit. Oh, no. Yeah, pigeonhole yourselves. Yeah, that's a good idea. Get on the truck. Don't run. I mean... Ah, shit. Shoot your friend so he doesn't have to suffer. Listen to me, I'm worried about the well-being of a character in a movie. Is he going to come back to a zombie? Oh, shit, y'all. Was that worth $5,000, you thrill-seeking cunts? Do zombies eat dogs? I wonder if I'd survive with all my dogs. I mean, I would have shit my pants on top of that damn thing. How did your car break down? Really? Come on. Because you guys are fucking trigger happy last night. You guys are fucking dead. That's when you go and have fun. They're gonna level the island, just fucking apocalypse now that shit. What? What kind of bullshit? Zigzag. We didn't come in a straight line. Y'all don't have a backup plan for this shit? I mean, zoos have a backup plan. I feel like if you're running a zombie retreat, you should have a backup plan. Look at his shirt. Are you fucking robbing your friend, bro? Was that worth $5,000, you douche? I wonder what the agreement is you signed to go to to Zombie Island. I almost called it Nazi Island, which I definitely would go. Pay to blast off a couple Nazis. They don't even have to be zombies. They can just be live Nazis. I'm just taking in the sights. Bringing it all back from the night before. Why are they walking so slow? Doesn't anyone feel a sense of urgency? That's why you're gonna die. What the fuck is on the side of his head? Is it like a surgery scar? British John Hamm is badass. Jesus, here we go. Ah! Suck my dick. You just mad you're not man enough to step up and lead the way, small mouth man? What are they gonna do? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, it's one of the dudes in the Coachella pants. Oh, no. Is it? It's your friend. Don't tell me what to do, bro. Nevins, pull your shit together. We got to get out of here. Party pants, come on. What kind of accent is that? Sounds like somebody from New Orleans, Jamaica, and United Kingdom. Uh-oh. Someone needs a tampon. That's no bueno. Don't drink and drive on Zombie Island, folks. Don't waste your gun yet. Some run, some don't. Yeah, girl. Nice shot, bitch. See? Oh, no. Homie's got a broke neck. He's got, like, chips of funk in his beard. You going down on your zombie, bitch? Yeah, why do some run and some are just slow? He wants to save them. Friendship. Oh, no. It's going to be okay. Have you been seeing what's happening? Oh, shit. Well, that's all she wrote. Was that her man? Oh, fuck. Someone's got a killing streak in him. He probably will get fucked by a zombie. You little 16-year-old dweeb. Now's not the type for a couple's fight. Okay? So she's a damsel in distress. She doesn't want to pick up a gun. She's going to start a fight with her boyfriend during zombie apocalypses. Oh, that's right. It's going to happen in here. With the hand gestures. Come on. This guy's still trying to smash.
No. How could you shoot him in front of me? I'm so upset. You killed a man who was about to become a zombie right in front of me.
Jerking off to dead zombies.
By map, do you mean my butthole?
I need to know what's on the side of that kid's head. Oh, shut up, you 5-year-old. Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus. What did you do to get in the system? Just have some kindness that maybe we can use this. She's the one. Okay, it's encrypted. Are you fucking kidding me? You've been played. Or you downloaded whatever they uploaded some shit. You fucked it all up, bitch. And my mouth is still small. This is no time for arguments, people. You're gonna be butthurt while there's zombies running around trying to eat your butt. Where's everybody gonna go? How do you walk away during a fight when there's zombies everywhere? John Hamm from Britain. I almost did that to my hair. Did I tell you guys that already? Ooh, pink on the bottom. Cute. Oh, God. Here we go. You guys got Wi-Fi? I just wanted to post a quick Snapchat of me on Zombie Island. What's a Wi-Fi code? I'm dead 69. Cool. It's like an episode of HGTV. HGTZ. I'll stop. Uh-oh. Somebody sounds like they got indigestion. Oh, fuck, they can smell you. Oh, shit, John Hamm. I'd be like, you smell good. I'd be sniffing his shoulder right now. Oh, shit. Wake up, Jack, you fuck. Now we all know these two ain't getting across without any issues. We all know that. Also, why aren't there ever baby zombies in these movies, like little kids? Don't they get turned too? I'd be so angry if I got stuck with a motherfucker who's useless. Where the fuck are they gonna go? Oh shit, y'all. You happy about your Coachella outfit now, bitch? Jack, fucking focus. I'd be like, yes, bitch. Yes, bitch. I'd be like, motherfucker, you better fucking get your shit together because I need some help. Oh, shit. They just fucking took a dive right over that wall. Who's this guy? Oh, God, Jack. Get your shit together. Oh, no. Shit, get the gun. Oh, bitch. She should have survived. Why make him survive? She's so much more interesting. Whoa. Where are they going? Oh, Jesus, guys. God, these zombies are... Oh, there he is. They're fast. No, I'd let him go. Go. You don't need to wait. Just go. Yeah, British John Hamm, take your shirt off. Surprised that douchey kid lasted so long. Oh, boy. What's a tattoo on your arm, fella? How does he know where the fuck to go? Y'all want to, you want to fuck on the stairwell? Oh, God, what's in there? Douchebag is right. I would be in a pure fucking panic. I can't even handle like going to my bathroom at night. Oh God. Her makeup is held up. Fresh blood. Bitch. Either you just got your period or you're a fucking lion. Oh, fuck. What's this? The hell are you guys doing in there? Why are you on an island shooting dead people? Y'all need cable or some shit. Maybe this is what happens if you don't have cable anymore. Oh, fuck.
It's like mice in a goddamn maze.
Why is it shaking? Are they on their way? I feel like they're going a terrible direction right now. Oh, yeah. What is happening? Don't touch anything, guys. He's in a tanning bed. Shut it behind you. Yep, there he goes. Told you. Douches don't last long. Kill him. Last thing I'd want to be killed by would be a douchey vampire. Bitch, he's gonna eat your face. Then I'm gonna shoot him right in front of you. And then we can masturbate. What is he waiting for? I mean, jeepers creepers. Where the fuck are they? Kind of like into the story now. Like trying to figure out what is all this. It's like, okay, I had to go get my pap smear. And this is what it's like when you don't have insurance. It's a Planned Parenthood. It's a shitty Planned Parenthood. Oh, holy hell. It's never good when you hear that sound. Oh, God, there's going to be so many things in there. Fuck. Nobody cares. Ah, fuck. Remember when I asked where all the little baby zombies were? My questions have been answered. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We can't lose him. He's too important. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I told you he was a fucking asshole. He's leaving them. Oh, come on. You can't die. She's going to pull herself up there on a metal chain. This bitch has got all that strength. Good for you. She's still got a floral ensemble. Oh, fuck. Where's that asshole? I don't even kill the zombie. I go after that motherfucker first. Leaving me behind, you piece of shit. I let you in this puss. Bitch, you gotta get off that island. Get the gun, get the gun. Shoot him in the head. Oh, God. What the fuck? Get the gun. Oh, Jesus. She didn't take the other gun. This honeymoon is taking a turn. What's your role? I just was a zombie walking around in circles. Fuck you. Sorry. Yeah. This is where you can accept him back because you need him to fucking survive. But any other time in your life where a motherfucker treats you bad, you don't need to take him back. Yeah. Fucking shoot him right in the fucking head. Shoot him in his small mouth. Take pleasure in it, bitch. Maybe he ran away because he knew that? Is that why he ran away from her? I wouldn't feel so bad. Or I would understand. At least. But you're still a fucking asshole. To be alone on Zombie Island would suck. I already miss British John Hamm. What about the owner, the blonde lady? What's her sitch? Ruh-roh. I would definitely be caught by flatulence. I fart way too much for situations like this where you need to be quiet. Oh! Carlin's looking at me. You know this bitch has got some sort of escape route. You know she does. How about you two queef on command? Yeah, you are, bitch. What? She's like the female Trump.
Just kidding.
Don't get your panties in a bunch. Oh, girl fight. This motherfucker came from the floor? No. Oh, she's like, save a tit for me. How's this girl just going through all those zombies? Uh-oh. How's she gonna get out of there? I have no lung capacity. I would be exhausted after a 3-second sprint. Oh, God. Uphill sprinting? Oh, fuck. Come on. I feel like she's going to have to jump off the edge of a cliff or something. Dramatic. Look at all those extras who got paid $5. Oh, God. And then what? I told you she had to jump off a cliff. Oh, man. I could write these movies. I watched so many of them. But then, like, what? Now what? You know? So she didn't get murdered by a zombie, so a kraken's gonna come and get her. Like, what do you do now? But did you not hear the fucking helicopter? You wave your hands or something? Do you know anything about rescue? SNR? Full circle. What's happening now? What's this? Freedom Towers? What's happening? Is that our guy? British Sean Hamm made it? Of course he did, because he's a fucking badass. The conspiracy. British John Hamm fucking made it. She made it too. Oh, he's got a boner. What's coming next is British Sean Hamm is going to fist her. Point. Lifestyles of the broken dead. This is zombies. Yes. Man, they always leave room for more. Steve Barker. It was pretty delightful. I have to say, all in all, not bad. Some twist, some turn. I kind of want to see John Hamm in a zombie movie now. A horror movie. God, he hasn't done that yet. Maybe I need to write him into my horror movie. That'd be fun. I really think he needs to be break the mold, you know? Such a clean-cut guy. Nah, get down and dirty. He did that in Baby Drive. So he's capable of it. Put a badass haircut on him. He can do anything. Oh, holy hell, this is fun. I want to do more of these. I enjoy watching movies. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was pretty delightful. What a fun, sharp-tongued podcast, huh? Now I'm a little drunk.